Okay, so we're speaking today about the use of miser monies for the payment of one's tuition expenses, meaning the expenses of his children's tuition. So the Taz was a good place to begin. In Siman Reish Mem Tes, actually you could grab a Shulchan Aruch, you could follow along. Reish Mem Tes, Yerodeya Reish Mem Tes. All right, at the end of the Ramah, we'll start with the end of the Ramah there. Reish Mem Tes Sif Aleph says the Ramah, Ve'ein la'asos mima'aser shalo dvar mitzvah can go neros la'beis ha'knesses oshar dvar mitzvah rak yitnenu la'aniyim. This is based on the Ma'aril and Hilchos Rosh Hashanah that the Ramah says a person should use his miser monies specifically to support aniyim and not for funding the shul so that it could pay its electric bill, not for another dvar mitzvah. Now let's take a look at the Taz. The Taz, if you see it, somewhat lengthy. Right. Rakit Nenulaniyam, Vakol Shakane Lefrobahem Masim de Osir. You can't use your miser money to pay off Masim would be taxes, but we'll see it likely extends to other obligations, other debts. Afagav the Isa Parakamad above Abasa Shafil Masha Umo Saolam Notlin Bizroa Nechshav Tzedaka. If they take things by force, you can consider that Tzedaka.
Someone comes in and steals.
Mikom Makom Mikri Zepore Chova Menat Tzedaka. But where you have an obligation and you're trying to use your miser money to pay off a pre-existing obligation, pre-existing chov, pre-existing debt, that's called poreya chovo menatzdaka. In a way, it's like you're depriving recipients who are deserving of tzedaka from those much-needed funds. Teda, the hagam b'mash she'adam zon banav hakatanin. When it comes to feeding, supporting your young children, Aminan Perek Nairoshen is Fatata, the Hava Bechlal Oset Staka Becholes, the Kisaka Daitach Sheyotzi Adam Meiser Shal Lazun Benav Hakatanim. Are you going to take your Meiser money to support, to feed your children? You have to feed your children anyway. Will the Inyan Liknos Mitzvah Bebeis HaKnesses Bemos Meiser? Nearly the imbashas knias hamitzos hayadaito alze shari. So you get called up for an aliyah, and before you make the mishaberach, you say, "Okay, I'm going to give from my miser money towards this." That would certainly be okay. The ha hamos let's talk alzil. It's going to charity. Va'afshehu nehene b'masha mechabid likros achirim l'sefer Torah. Einze iser. One second. Shari b'chol miser yesh tovas hanah l'baylim. Masha Inkin in Bashas Knias Hamitzah Lonis Kavin Litami Meiser. Viachagak wrote to Lefrom Meiser. Let's say you did something, you agreed to something, or you got the Aliyah, you did some act of mitzvah, and then you say, after, you know what, I'm going to pay this off with Meiser money. No, you can't do that. Havaleke Porea Chovomi Meiser. Came near Libaza. So the Taz makes an important chilak here, that if you do the mitzvah at the outset with the intent of using Meiser money, that's okay. If you did it, Stam, without that intent, and then after you say, you know what, I could get out of this, so to speak, by using my miser money, that's considered porei chova with miser money, and you cannot do that, because now you incurred the debt, you incurred an obligation, okay, and now you can use your miser money to pay off this obligation, yet that you can't do. Because of Bedrisha, B'Shem Chuvas Moren HaRav Rabbeinu Menachem, Shemutali Tein Min HaMiser Lios Balbris, you could use your miser money to be a sandik, O L'Hachnes Chasson L'Chupa, or to engage in what we call achnasas kala, o liknos svarim lomol behen ulhashin lachemim, to buy svarim and lend them out. Im lo haya yecholos biyado v'lo haya oseh hamitzvah. If you wouldn't do these things, but for the use of miser money, it's permissible. Venerely dikeshekone ba'ado sefer tzarech lichtov alav shazel min hamiser l'man yedu banav davarzeh v'lo yachzikuhu lohem. We discussed this way back when we began the discussion of Meiser, that if you do that, you buy the safer, you buy Svarim, with Meiser money, and the understanding is that they'll be used by everybody, then you have to write that in the Sefer so it doesn't become part of your estate and your children don't think it's something that's rightly theirs. So here the Taz says that the support of your children, at least your quote-unquote children that are ketanim, this is important, should not come from Meiser money. Now the Chafetz Chaim, that you probably don't have access to here, in the Avas Chesed, in Perek Tishasar, in the 19th Perek, the Chafetz Chaim is discussing Chalukas Meiser, and he writes the following. Ulishalim, I don't know that you can find it in there, but Ulishalim Mimos Meiser Schar Lima Lebanov, the Schar Lima, the payment for the Rebbe that your child learns with. O Liskor Lahem Malamed, or Tahir Malamed. Also Lekuli Alma. Chavetz Chaim says you cannot use your Meiser monies to pay off those obligations. Why? The Zehavi Mitzvah Shemachuyev Ba'atzmo Lamid Banov. O Liskor Lahem Malamed. A person has an obligation to teach his son Torah. So he could do that one of two ways. If he's able to, he should do it himself. If he's not able to, then we send our children to yeshivos and we hire rebbeim so that they could perform our mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So that's a chov. That's an obligation. And we have a rule that you're not allowed to be porei a chov from Mos Meiser. Vein lefro chovos mimos Meiser. However, if you're going to support someone else's child in Talmud Torah, in other words, you'll pay off someone else's tuition, the obligation.
What mitzvah is that?
That's certainly a great mitzvah to enable someone else to learn Torah. That you could certainly do. That's not your obligation. So you could use your Meiser money for that. You want to enable someone else to learn Torah, that's okay. Now what's interesting is, and there's a lot more here, we're just sort of scratching the surface at the moment. There's a nice tshuva in the Chavadas, which hopefully we'll get to in a day or so, but we're just getting the very basics down at the moment. There's a tshuva in the Be'er Sheva. Tshuva in the Be'er Sheva in Simen Mem Aleph. Again, I think this is a tshuva that we may have already seen parts of previously. Regarding this issue, he says the following. Eino rashai lehotzi maos ha-maiser belimed banav, kolz man shehu chayav liskar melamed levno lelamdo. That is an important chiluk, right? When we saw the Taz says just banav haketanim. Now the Be'er Sheva, sort of expounding on that idea, says, you know when you can't use your Meiser money for the purpose of paying for your child's tuition? When it's a child that you're chayiv to teach Torah to. Liskor melami levno lamdo. Dehainu ad sheyikra Torah shebechsav kula. Kedit ber kamad kedushin. Uladas harama ad sheyilmod gam kein mishna v'gemara halachos v'agados. Im efshalei. So when a person is talking about or dealing with a child that is of the age where he's chayev to be mechanich him, like school age children, then you can't use Meiser money for school age children. But let's say at some point a child is no longer considered school aged, graduates high school. And now you don't have an obligation anymore. So if you don't have an obligation anymore, arguments certainly can be made that for post-high school yeshiva, for base madrash, or your son is in, I don't know, who's in Kailul. So you could certainly support them in their learning, and that can be deducted from Meiser, or one can use Meiser money for that. So this is an important chiluk that we find in the Be'er Sheva. Now, in that vein...
Can you do a double? That can be used for Meiser, and the money used can be deducted from your income. from less moisture in other areas?
No, that doesn't, why should it work that way? No, you calculate your miser. We discussed that yesterday and the day before.
Right.
Now we're up to the point where you know how much miser money you have to give, and you can use that miser money for this purpose. That's all we're saying. Oh, is that clear?
Yes.
Yeah. So there's a tshuva in the Igros Moshe, a couple of tshuvas actually that are very pertinent to this discussion. The Igros Moshe, Yerodei Achilik Beis. Yerodei Achilik Beis, why don't you take one out? Yerodei Achilik Beis, Simen Kuf Yud Gimel. Yerodei Achilik Beis, Simen Kuf Yud Gimel. Yichol Nashalim Schar Limud Levanos Mimos Meiser. Can you pay for your daughter's education?
But that's always.
It's Meiser money. Well, let's see. Moshe has a big chiddush here. You got it?
No. Where?
Kuf Yud Gimel? Simon Kuf Yud Gimel? Im Yechol L'Shalim Schar Limud Levnos Mimos Meiser. Moshe says, Hine B'Dover Im Rashai L'Shalim Schar Limud Habanos B'Beis Sefer Shenikra B'Beis Yaakov Mimos Meiser Vada Yish Chilak Bein Bonim Levanos Midina De Lomod. I'm sorry. The Lumod Mikra Hachayev Ha'av Lelamed Levanov Af Beschar. A person has to teach his son Torah Shabbosav, even if he has to pay someone else to do it. Umel Hu Dover She Bechova Shein Rashay L'Shalim Meiser. It comes back to the Taz that this is something that's obligatory. If it's obligatory, you can't use Meiser money. But again, we're talking about younger children where their Limud is Mikra. Umel Hu Dover She Bechova Shein Rashay L'Shalim Meiser. Alevanos, and this is something that I think you alluded to before, David, somewhat intuitively. Levanos, Sein Chiyav al Ha'av Lami Lam Torah. There's no obligation per se to teach the daughters Torah. Hare Ein Zed Davar Shebechova. Vim Yesh Zorech Hayashayach Lahatir Litain Mikesef HaMeiser. The Moshe says, well, it would seem that you could use Meiser money to pay your daughter's tuition if you need to do that. Why? Because you don't have an obligation. However, and then he comes up with the following. Avol b'medino seinu, presumably he's talking about the United States, and I'm assuming most other countries like this as well. At least most first world countries are like this. Avol b'medino seinu kan, shemechuyavin medina, demalchusa, lalamdeim, v'batei sefer shalahem. You have to send your daughters... You have to send children to school through high school. And that's the law.
Right.
Okay, Baruch Hashem, we live in the Medina Shel Chesed. We live in the United States where instead of sending your child to public school, you could send them to private school. And now they could be exposed to Mechanchos and Moros, Kesherim V'Yirei Hashem, Shenimtza Shem Lo Yitain Bito Lomo Bebe Sefer Kosher. If you don't do that, then what? Keha de Besiakov Chadoma Lehischanech Sham Beder Chatora Vamuna Shmir Samitzos Hareye Muchroch Litain Osalabet Sefer Shalamedina, what we call public school. Shuchas Vashalom Lolo Torah Lolo Emuna Shazemachuy of Gam Liros Shetia Bitok Shere Lahamin Bashem Vitaraso Lakayim Komets Osov. You live in America, you must send your child to high school. You must send your child to high school now. You must send her to a Beis Yaakov. Why must you send her to a Beis Yaakov? Because you can't send her to a public school.
Right.
That would be terribly injurious. So since now you have an obligation, as it were, to send her to a Beis Yaakov, you cannot use that, you can't pay for that obligation with Meiser money.
Okay. Yeah, that's really interesting.
Pretty wild, right? Jump down towards the end of the next paragraph. You see the last, I don't know, eight or so lines. Ava lalamda lahamin b'ashem u'besaraso lishamer mi'isurin vadayhu mechuyav. A person's chayav to do that vis-a-vis his daughter. Pashat la'nias daiti sha'af b'schar mechuyav bein levain u'bein levas. V'nimtza shu gamkin dover shebechova shena rashay likach mamimolos meiser. V'tzarech iyan loshon shahar tziyun. Avala meiser. Masha roi lefi parnasoso l'shalim Ze'ena Rashai Likach Mikasev Meiser. Vimavaksham Yosa Yachel Likach HaMoser Mikasev Meiser. Zehu Gam Beschar Limud Debonim. Moshe concedes that if a person cannot pay for his tuition from what he makes, right, without also dipping into the Meiser monies,
mm-hmm.
even for the son, he could use Meiser monies for that. Let's read that again, okay?
But now it seems like it was a chiyuv, so you couldn't do it.
Right, but now
you're saying to make it work, you need to send them there, so you
right.
can go into.
Aval lamda lahamin b'Hashem usar asur lishamim meisurin v'adai hu mechuyiv. You have to teach your children to believe in Hashem and to not do isurim and to do mitzvos and to understand all the basic principles of Yehadas. So you have to do that. Upashal ani yistaiti shaf b'schar mechuyiv bein lebein lebein las. And if you can't do it yourself, you have to pay someone else to do it. So now you have to do that. Okay, so that's a chiyuv. In which case, ein rashai likach mimos meiser. But lemaisa, masha ro'oi lefi parnasas v'lashalim ze'ein rashai likach mikasev meiser. As long as you make enough to be able to pay your tuition without dipping into meiser funds, you have to do that. But in mavakshim yoser, more than I guess your income allows for. Right, the overage you could take, you can make up the difference. What's necessary? First, you try to pay for it without meiser money, but if there's a portion that you just simply can't pay,
then
you could dip into the meiser funds. Zo gam b'schar limud debonim lefi cheshbon meiser shlo nikar shehu marviach pachos mikdei otzalso shemedina poter ki parnasas atzmo kodem l'chol adam. That's a slightly different point, but saying you don't have to go into hak so that you avoid using your meiser money to pay off these types of obligations.
Right.
And if your hotzos exceed your profit, your expenses exceed your profit, so then Medina Potter, keep parnasas atzma kodem l'chol adam. You pay yourself first, even halachically, like it says in Ramah Rishon and Aleph Siv Gimel. V'hu l'mayla yisayr minis chasidus l'itein maisel etzdaka. That's considered something that's above and beyond what's required al pidin to give maiser and to be in a situation where your hotzos and the hotzos of Bnei Beso are now more difficult. So that's, it shouldn't be machmir. That's too much of a chuv to do that.
Yeah.
Rav Sternbach Shlita in a tshuva in Chelek Aleph Yoredeya Simen Tov Kuf Samach. Again, parts of this tshuva we've seen previously in Os Dalet. Lahachzik Bito B'mosad Chinuchi Torani Lehishtalem Kimakubab Zmanenu Hayom Shebezehi Zochilahavin Erech HaTorah Vesofo Lichios Chaye Torah Ad Sherubon Nisos Levnei Torah Mitzvah Rabbi Ma'od. Put your daughter in a Torah based environment where she can get the fundamentals of Torah and Mitzvos and Yerushimayim. He says, such that they're going to go on to lead a Torah life and marry Ben Torah. Mitzvah Rabbi Ma'od. V'roi lisnahi bibito kimo bibno. Lazakos b'mitzvah kazos. Lachin, imrak efshar ha'av lo yikach mimos maiser lezeh. If you could do it without the maiser money, yeah, then fine. But if that's the only thing that you could use, then no. Then you use your maiser money for that. Imrak efshar ha'av lo yikach mimos maiser lezeh. The implication of that is certainly that if you can't, then you can use meiser money for that.